Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top Pentagon officials took a grilling Tuesday over the Biden administration's handling of the deadly U.S. withdrawal in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, and U.S. Central Command Head General Frank McKenzie fielded questions from the Senate Armed Services Committee. Testimony contradicts President Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country to keep the Taliban at bay. As a result, U.S. military personnel were killed and 10 Afghan civilians, including 7 children, perished when the Pentagon, in retaliation, struck a car with a drone missile. Illinois officials are reporting an Illinois man lost his life this month in the state's first human case of rabies since 1954. The Lake County man, in his 80s, awoke in mid-August to find a bat on his neck. The bat was captured and tested positive for rabies, but when health officials told the man he needed to start post-exposure rabies treatment, he declined. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A U.S.-bound charter plane carrying over 100 Afghan evacuees, including Americans, was being held Tuesday at a United Arab Emirates airport after its landing rights were revoked. Project Dynamo's Brian Stern says the flight departed Kabul Airport and got held up for over 14 hours at Abu Dhabi Airport with 117 people on board. That includes 59 children. Stern said the plan was to transfer the passengers to another plane destined for JFK International Airport in Queens, New York. That's when things went south. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency switched their clearance to Dulles International Airport outside Washington and then revoked landing rights anywhere in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security has not responded to reporters' questions. Authorities in Spain's Canary Islands off the African coast on Wednesday told residents on the western coast of La Palma to seal doors and windows with tape and wet towels to ward off toxic gases spewed by lava from Cumbre Vieja. The volcano has been active for 10 days. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As the search for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide, continues, the Petito family held their first press conference Tuesday.
I need to go back to normal, whatever normal may be from here on out, but we have each other. We're a big family.
I just hope that people are inspired by her. It's hard to put into words, but it means a lot to me that she's touched so many lives already.
Retired chef and author Hunter Manis on Fox News says he confronted an angry Brian Laundrie in West Yellowstone, Montana, about the time Gabby went missing.
August 26th, that was correct. A friend and I were just traveling more or less around the country. We had gone Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and we had toured the Tetons, and we stopped in West Yellowstone, Montana for the night. We had actually eaten dinner earlier in the restaurant, and then we moved into the bar for a drink. And then there was a guy by himself at the end of the bar, and we really didn't pay him much attention until he got kind of, he just seemed overly invested in our conversation, and he was kind of overhearing our conversation, which had to do with hunting and some other things, and then it got political, which obviously you try to avoid in a bar. He just kind of abruptly jumped into it with a comment about stupid Southerners and some expletives about Republicans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners throughout India, Nepal, and Bhutan are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and many of them are so moved by the good news that they feel compelled to share it. The Tide Ministry is so excited to receive reports about listeners who hear the message of Christ and then eagerly pass the good news on to their neighbors, friends, and family. We are so thankful that the Lord has given us the opportunity to witness these salvation stories and hear how those who have recently come to know Christ are helping us in our mission to share the gospel with as many people around the globe as we possibly can. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You don't know how much fun it is to be live every day. I'm telling you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it gives us an opportunity to talk live with the live one, Rick Manning. Yes, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. See, I checked. Look, you got a pulse, buddy. Anyway, if you got a pulse, you're live.
Well, you know what? It's always good to have a pulse. It's a, lately my pulse has been beating pretty fast, though. It's a hard to keep the blood pressure down with some of the stuff that's going on.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the doctors have me monitoring my blood pressure twice a day, and I'm not sure what's causing it, but there's enough around environmentally to bring it up, especially if you watched the Senate hearings with the generals and Secretary of Defense Austin. Biden just, I don't know, Rick, can he not tell the truth? I mean, is he just so immune or just so delusional, has no understanding what the truth is, that he just keeps on pouring out lies? I mean, this is like deja vu Obama administration all over again. Remember Barack Obama? He just could not get it straight. He was always lying to us, whether it was the doctor that we would keep, the price of our health care, and on, you know, Benghazi. I mean, stop me when you've had enough.
Right.
But that he's the first, or he was the administration had no scandals whatsoever. I mean, the lies just mounted up. It's just like they're immune and they have no gall, no shame.
Well, they're not held accountable for the lies.
Right.
That's the reason why they can get away with them. But Joe Biden's got a different problem than Obama. Obama lied with a purpose. Okay? Mm-hmm. He lied to manipulate. And, you know, a lot of politicians do that, and it's not right, but it's kind of what you expect. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden has a history of not telling the truth.
Right.
Not for any self-gain, just an inability to tell the truth.
Does he just not have a memory, or is it just diabolical, or he's just so confused that maybe he feels that maybe bought into that, this modern thought that truth is relative or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I just know when he was a young man, he got up and talked about his, top of the class and all the, basically lies about his academic record, which were, you could find out in even before Google in 2 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
And it was actually easier to find it out then than it is now because, Google
scrubbed everything.
No longer, they scrubbed it all. So,
exactly.
But nonetheless, back before Google, we could find that out in 2 minutes. Mm. I think that's always kind of stuck with me about him, that on something that didn't matter, that was trivial, but kind of puffed him up personally.
Yes.
He was more than willing to not just lie, but to lie in such an outrageous, over the top way that everything he said was untrue.
Yeah.
And it's one of two things. Either he self-deludes.
Yeah.
And you know, he comes up with a narrative and then he convinces himself it's true.
Yeah.
And people don't call him on it, so he gets away with it. Although he had to drop out of a presidential race because he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, back then, you know, you had Sam Donaldson and others who actually would say, "Wait a second, you can't say that."
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, so
well Stephanopoulos tried to do a little bit of that. I mean, you know, tried to hold his feet to the fire, and it became a little bit uncomfortable. Come on, man. You know, that's 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well,
you know, it's like, you know, come on, give me a break. I mean, but look,
yeah, you don't get to do that. And Stephanopoulos, see, it's one thing to put your foot on the neck. It's another thing to step down.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. That's what none of the left will do, is they won't sit there and say, and just holding somebody accountable isn't just pointing it out. Holding them accountable is making that, is getting them in a position where they're very uncomfortable and have to admit that they've made a mistake or misspoken. Yeah. Now, the problem with the general, let's go directly to the question, because there's two problems here. Number one, clearly, the generals, Austin and Milley, both generals, one secretary, one joint chief of staff head.
Right.
Both of them threw the president under the bus, threw the commander in chief under the bus.
Well, and that's General McKenzie as well, too, right? Head of U.S. Central Command. Right. All three of them.
Yeah. And there's something really unseemly about that, because they were basically protecting their own tail ends.
Yeah.
And the most important question that was asked, at least that I saw, was when Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, said, "Well, why didn't you resign?"
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, well, you know, that's a very serious thing to do." No, if you felt strongly enough that this was a disaster, was going to harm, do grievous harm to American foreign policy, why didn't you resign? Why didn't you tell Mr. President to proceed along these lines? "I will not leave Americans behind. That will not happen under my watch. I resign." And
exactly.
So because the fact is, lots of people resigned because they just didn't like Donald Trump and got lots of accolades for doing so. And in this instance, they weren't willing to resign because even in the face of the most basic principle of American military policy being violated, that we leave no one behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, here you got a lieutenant colonel in contrast.
But
you got that lieutenant colonel
in the brig.
He's in the brig now. Are you kidding me? I say, are you kidding me? Well, and I understand how the military works. Yeah, so it's not a big surprise. But yet here, he's the only one of, you know, the three stooges here. You have a lieutenant colonel. He didn't even have one star, but he throws his rank on the table, 17 years of retirement, throws it away. You know, he and his family, he puts them at risk and for the sake of the American soul. I mean, and God bless him for doing this.
100% correct. Honor, you know, people don't understand this now, it's your generation that's responsible for the loss of this. But there used to be this thing called honor.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these people are tearing down Robert E. Lee statues have absolutely no concept of that. Mm-hmm. And that's why if they did, they wouldn't be tearing down Robert E. Lee statues. But there's this concept of honor that you do and say what, you know, what is right and let the consequences fall where they may.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in the military, it's what led, you know, lots of people to stand and be killed because they would not surrender. It was dishonorable to do
exactly.
So. It is dishonorable. That's why we call it a dishonorable discharge, because these people did not behave with honor.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? The honor tells you resign if your basic fundamental policy is not followed. And the fact that Milley and Austin wouldn't resign tell me either they weren't telling the truth to Congress, or they have no honor and should be fired.
Exactly. And Rick, you're touching on something that is so significant here, because honor and the military are synonymous. and what they have done to damage a key foundational building stone, and that which the military, as you say, lives and dies on, has all been compromised for what? For their own self-protection and their own ego and their own, military-type promotion. But, wow, to surrender their honor, Rick, is... It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for these generals, I got to tell you. We got more from Rick Manning after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Let me say, what we're talking about, what Rick Manning and I are talking with you about, has nothing to do with Republicans and Democrats. If that's what you think, let me tell you, I'm sorry that that's how you're interpreting it. What we're talking about is the very heart and soul of our government, of you know, we the people, the American dream. If we let go of character, if we let go of those noble things like honor and integrity, God, country, we're done. We're done, and we're so close to this right now, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, you've got to believe what others would say is your lying eyes. No, you're seeing it exactly right. You are hearing a president, the president of the United States that you elected with 80 million plus votes. You elected him. And I say you because I didn't vote for him. You know, I will be that honest with you and that vulnerable. But, you know, we elected him. OK, this is a country issue. And he flat out lies. And this is what these generals and what Rick is bringing out is, where's the integrity? Where's the honor of these generals? I mean, you know, as he pointed out, you know, Rick, you said that during, you know, the Trump administration, when Mattis and others disagreed with the president, they said, sayonara, we're out of here. I mean, they had the integrity to say, look, we can't support it. This is, you know, one shark too far for me to jump. And I can't go along with this. And it, with honor, they resigned. And yes, for some people who support Donald Trump and thought that General Mattis was the guy, yeah, it was disappointing. But I'd much rather somebody fall on his sword for something like that, as opposed to, you know, just sit there and kind of, you know, just mealy mouth and rationalize something that is so basic as not leaving any American behind. I mean, are you surprised? I mean, on the heels of not that long ago, Benghazi, you've got, you know, the American military leaving Americans behind.
Sadly, I'm not surprised. I continue to be disappointed, but I'm not surprised. I'm glad you brought up Benghazi because it is a direct tie-in. Benghazi was a political embarrassment to the Obama administration, to Hillary Clinton in particular, and the whole policy of arming the actually the ISIS people, mm-hmm. who were, once again, it seems to come back to this. We seem to always be arming the people, the terrorists, mm-hmm. But we were arming the ISIS people through Libya.
Yes.
And it blew up in their face, and they didn't. And rather than potentially face the consequences of what was going on, mm-hmm. They let people die.
Yeah.
They let them die.
Rick, where the hell was Congress? They should have been. I mean, forget about, you know, we always blame the mainstream media. My goodness, they did an end run around Congress. They had no right to do what they did. And they did some sort of soft pedal cover our rear end investigation, which was loaded with a bunch of manure. But where were they? They were missing in action. They lost their honor as well, to your point.
No, I agree. One thing that the congressional investigation of Benghazi was forced upon Congress, forced upon John Boehner, Speaker John Boehner, a Republican. Mm-hmm. And he appointed Trey Gowdy, a Republican, to lead the investigation. And here's what I do not have evidence of this, but based upon how the system works, here's what I think is true. The president, the White House, is required to brief the top eight people in Congress on things like Benghazi, what actually happened. It doesn't have to necessarily be in real time, but they have to brief them under the law. Sometimes in advance of military action, other times as a briefing after the fact. But those eight people are the Speaker of the House, the majority, mm-hmm. the minority leader of the House, the head of the House Intel Committee, the ranking member of the House Intel Committee. And on the Senate side, the majority leader, minority leader, and the Senate Intel chair and the Senate ranking member.
Right.
Those eight people get briefed. And so when you know that, and by the way, Kevin Nunes was not the House Intel chairman at that time.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Mike Rogers was. When you know that, it's pretty reasonable to think that those eight people knew exactly what happened in Benghazi.
Exactly. Yeah.
And given that, the time had passed and there was absolutely they had no interest in what they knew getting out, because everybody would know You know, did they follow the law? Did they brief you on this? Yes, they did. So you didn't do anything about it. You accepted it.
Yeah, where's your honor?
An outcome.
Right.
So at some point, that became a CYA operation for leadership on both sides.
Yeah. Not to be confused with CIA, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Cover your tail. Let's call it that way. And it's a, now recognize, that's me just laying out how the briefing system works on these kind of operations and making an assumption that that briefing system was followed. And the assumption that I'm making is based on the fact that if it wasn't followed, you have to guess that people would have been screaming about it.
Exactly.
So that's the problem in terms of this, in terms of Benghazi, was there was no honor on either side. I don't, in terms of the Afghan pullout, I don't have the same sense that Congress was fully briefed in terms of what they were doing. The Biden administration has stiff-armed Congress a lot, particularly the Republican side.
Yes.
And as a result, I would bet money that Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy were, and Devin Nunes and I guess Marco Rubio, were not informed about what was going on, because
100%.
Would have been hell to pay.
Exactly, 100%. This was totally Joe Biden, and that's clear. That's what came out of the deal. I think to wrap a bow around this deal, this was really bizarre. But like you say, what is always said is that we're going to investigate Benghazi so this never happens again, right? Well, guess what happens? It happened again, and it's worse, because you didn't investigate, because you didn't have the honor to do what needed to be done. And you failed yourself as an individual. You failed the American people. And here we've got Benghazi on steroids with the result. The other deal was, I thought that this was an interesting quote during the deal. And help me understand this, because this doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. General Milley. He defends Biden's retreat from Kabul as a, quote, logistical success, but a strategic failure. Well, what does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It means that they airlifted, did yeoman's work in airlifting a lot of people out in an unreasonable time frame, which was logistics. Strategic means we never should have had to do that. Okay, so Biden's decision put them in an untenable situation. They executed as best as they could, and as a result of that, they got as many people out as they could under the circumstances. So he was saying, giving praises to the people who busted their tails 24/7 to get people out. He was throwing shade at Biden for putting him in the position. That's
right.
What that means.
Well, It's interesting, because it's like, okay, I got to protect the commander in chief a little bit here. So we'll say logistical success. So Biden can hang his hat on that and ignore the strategic failure. And so that's what the media will do. They will ignore the strategic failure and talk about this logistical success. And that's been the narrative. That's been the talking points, for the last 2 weeks, hasn't it?
It has been. I think there's a even more interesting thing that he said, and that was, or maybe it was Austin, who talked about the ongoing, one of the senators was talking about how he gets all, Holly again was talking about how he gets all these calls. He's working his butt off trying to get people out still.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Austin thanks him for doing that. And it's just, you can see, this means we're still working on it. No, this does not mean you're still working. It means that a lot of people who are having to work behind the scenes to try to do stuff that we should have been able to do easily if you hadn't been stupid and left it and left people behind.
Yeah.
People are dying as a result of that choice. It was a mistake.
Holly did
a great job of holding them accountable.
Oh, by the way, only 3% of the Afghans that Biden brought back to America have, a visa, a special visa. Only 3%. To be continued down the road and discussed. Rick Manning, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top Pentagon officials took a grilling Tuesday over the Biden administration's handling of the deadly U.S. withdrawal in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, and U.S. Central Command Head General Frank McKenzie fielded questions from the Senate Armed Services Committee. Testimony contradicts President Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country to keep the Taliban at bay. As a result, U.S. military personnel were killed and 10 Afghan civilians, including 7 children, perished when the Pentagon, in retaliation, struck a car with a drone missile. Illinois officials are reporting an Illinois man lost his life this month in the state's first human case of rabies since 1954. The Lake County man, in his 80s, awoke in mid-August to find a bat on his neck. The bat was captured and tested positive for rabies, but when health officials told the man he needed to start post-exposure rabies treatment, he declined. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We've got Bill Pascoe with us, the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I am well, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you here to talk about what's going on with Congress and, you know, this, you know, madness of spending and debt that they just keep mounting on top of us. In light of, you know, what they're doing, they're not helping us here. I mean, the fact that they're even this, having this conversation, Bill, is scary. And the only reason they're having is because the Dems are pulling, you know, going full force ahead with something that just doesn't make sense. I mean, everybody sees it. I mean, they see what's coming anyway, because, you know, like Nancy Pelosi says, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. They haven't even written up the bill yet for that $3.5 trillion monstrosity, have they?
No, they haven't. And it's very important that you have figured that out and that your listeners pay attention to this. There was a bill that moved through the House Budget Committee in a very rare Saturday session. The House Budget Committee got together. They sat there through a markup session. They pulled together a bill 2,465 pages long that costs out at about $4.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay because that bill is never going to be voted on. You're absolutely right. They haven't figured out yet what the real bill is going to be. And when they do, but nevertheless, they had to go through the process of passing that bill through the Budget Committee. So now they can send that bill to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee will amend it. And the amendment, they will offer one amendment. It'll be called a manager's amendment, and it'll be 2,500 pages long, maybe.
Right.
So that amendment will be the entire bill, and it'll say, at the very top, it'll say, an amendment in the nature of a substitute. Take the bill, H.R. whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and strike, after the title, the Build Back Better Act, strike everything after that and insert in lieu thereof the following text. And here's our 2,500 pages. And you're exactly right. We don't know what's going to be in that 2,500 pages yet. It's remarkable.
This is not the way to run a railroad, Bill Pascoe.
No, this is certainly not the way to run the federal government of the United States.
But these are the elected officials that we put into office that are so irresponsible. What happened to the admonition from our founding fathers that said every bill that was presented, you know, first of all, should be understood by we the people? Number one, it shouldn't be confusing. It's still got all this legalese and, screw tape type talk that is just, it boggles the mind if it doesn't bruise it. And, you know, and these guys, I mean, the other deal, I mentioned this last week, there ought to be a law that anybody that votes on any bill must have read the bill. How many of, you're talking right now 2,500 pages that I've heard, you know, could expand to as many as 10,000 when you start putting in all the regulations. It's like Obamacare. And, it's far more than what it's intended. Maybe not. That's giving them a break. I think they're doing exactly, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer et al., are doing exactly what they want to do. This isn't by accident, is it?
No, it's not at all by accident, and you're exactly right. The longer you make the bill, the less likely it is that any individual can read it. Obviously, there's no single member of Congress who's going to be able to claim with a straight face, I read this bill from cover to cover. You don't have time. It's like reading War and Peace six times over. years ago, I worked on a Senate campaign where the guy was way ahead of his time. The candidate was way ahead of his time. And he had this brilliant idea that we needed an amendment to the Constitution. He called it the Single Purpose Amendment. And it was a very simple idea that you're hinting at. And the very simple idea was every piece of legislation that goes through the House and Senate can have but a single purpose, one idea for one bill, so that everybody could understand it. You could read it and you could understand it because there was only one idea in the bill. This bill is going to raise taxes. This bill is going to spend money on defense. This money is going to create a new program of welfare, whatever, but it can only have one idea per bill.
Exactly.
You know, at the time, people looked at it and said, that's really odd. Who's ever even thought about that?
Yeah.
But, you know, now looking back at it, I'm thinking, man, we should put more ads on TV talking about the Single Purpose Amendment.
Right. Well, but the fact of the matter is, Bill, is that we the people have chosen to remain ignorant. The ruling class has found a dark place for us to live in. And they keep feeding us manure, and we're all a bunch of mushrooms. And and I don't care. I mean, I'm just reading Martin Duggar's book about taking Paris. And the Parisians going into World War II had the same idea. They were very laissez-faire. You know, it was all about entertainment, all about having a good time. They heard rumblings of Adolf Hitler out in, out on the horizon, so to speak, in Joe Biden's terms. And, just thought there was no threat. I mean, after all, they're Paris, you know. Well, who's, you know, it's they're immune to all that stuff. And here we are. We're thinking we're America. You know, we're so great. We're immune to this. And the fact of the matter is we've got insanity in our government. I mean, it's totally insane. We've got Marxists that have taken over. And this isn't some casual broad stroke statement. I mean, these are facts. These are avowed Marxists that are in powers of position that we've elected to represent us. And then the people are going, whoa, what's going on here? Well, we voted them into office, ladies and gentlemen. And they took that vote as a mandate to fundamentally transform this country, in Barack Obama's words. And the fundamental transformation continues. And right now on steroids, because his number two man is now number one.
You're right. And what's really remarkable is that they're doing this in a split Congress. We've had two prior Democratic presidents who made what I would call, and I think you would agree with me, would be properly termed fundamental transformation. We had the New Deal in the 1930s. Coming out of the Depression, we had FDR, who took advantage of huge majorities in the House and the Senate.
Right.
Keep in mind, after his reelection in 1936, his first reelection, he had 76 Democrats in the Senate. Can you imagine?
Wow.
76
yeah.
Democrats in the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden has 50. And the second one was Lyndon Johnson in the 1960s, where mm-hmm. after his election in 1964, he had 68 Democrats in the Senate. So in both cases, you had huge Democrat majorities. By the way, FDR in the House, never in 12 years in office, never had fewer than, get this, 322 Democrats in the
wow.
House out of 435.
Wow.
Boy. Nancy Pelosi has 220. That's it. She's got a margin of three. She can afford to give up three votes. Mm-hmm. In the Senate, they literally can't afford to lose a single Democrat vote because there is no majority. It's a 50-50 tie in the Senate. And yet, you're exactly right. They're pretending they've got a mandate. They don't have a mandate. They don't have a mandate to do anything. But they're trying to ram through the biggest change in the federal government, I would argue, since the founding of the Republic. Because what they're talking about doing is bigger than the Great Society. It's bigger than the New Deal. It
right.
will be more transformative. It will cost more. It will raise more taxes. And now they're engaged in the biggest lie of all. For the last week or so, they've all been saying, oh, this bill costs zero.
Yeah.
What do you mean it costs zero? No, it doesn't cost zero. It costs a ton of money is what it costs.
Yeah, from 3.5, they're saying 5 to 6 trillion.
That's right. But they're pretending it doesn't cost, it won't cost, what they mean is, which is also a lie, but what they're actually saying is it won't cost the average American anything. Because what we're going to do is we're going to raise all this money by raising taxes on wealthy people and corporations. And then yesterday you have this exercise, this scene at the White House where the press secretary says, companies pass on tax increases to consumers? No, we don't agree with that. We think that's unconscionable, and the American people will be mad. Well, hey, that's economic history, lady.
Exactly. What do you think? I mean, this is amazing. Well, like you say, the lies are plentiful, and it's up to we the people to be consumers of the truth and hold their feet to the fire. And I'll tell you, we can't get to the midterms fast enough, Bill Pasco. We have got to turn this thing upside down and take our government back. Otherwise, God only knows if this completed idea that was put forth by Barack Obama, the fundamental transformation of this great country, will happen. Bill Pasco, thank you, buddy.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
So, as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we have Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA, and we're going to be talking about these numbers that the DHS is giving us regarding the 10,000-plus Haitians that they've released into the interior of the U.S. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, now help me out here, because this is brain-bruising. I mean, these are government officials, okay? And maybe we need to have IRS agents on the job, somebody that can actually count numbers or something here. And they just go, well, you know, it takes them a week to come up with a number. I mean, like somebody is not counting the bodies that are coming in.
Right.
What is going on? I mean, what's going on with our government here? And it takes them a week to give the number. And then it goes, well, maybe 10,000, 12,000, you know, something like that. You know, write down whatever you feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Well,
really?
And, you know, let's go back to the beginning of this thing. What we now know is that first, Department of Homeland Security knew it was coming. Border Patrol warned them that it was going to happen. And so now I think let's be honest here. What really happened? DHS knew this was going to happen. Their plan all along was to release most of these Haitians. We now know that they've released roughly 12,400 of 15,000 Haitians that assembled in Del Rio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They released them into the interior of the country with notices to appear. They'll never appear.
Right.
I mean, most of them probably will not appear.
What, 80%, I guess they say, something like that. And
right.
That's one of those general, let me put my finger in the air kind of thing. Because you got to know, when anybody gives you a percent, it's never 80%.
Right,
you know,
right.
that just doesn't happen with percentages. Maybe it's 79, maybe it's 78, maybe it's 82.3. I don't know. But 80%,
yeah.
I guess, that's close enough, as they say, for government work.
Right, right. So bottom line is, and we also now know that most of the Haitians have been living in South America. We're going
exactly.
to asylum in South America.
Right.
To between 2 and 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
By the way, living quite well. I mean, they were doing okay
right.
there, and there they are. And then meanwhile, you've got, you know, Colombia and Panama allowing them to go through what they call the Darien Gap, right? And,
right.
And so they're all staging up right there. And before they said, you know, maybe there'd be a dozen people a day that would go through. This path is not, you know, this is not easy, an easy path. I mean, this is rather dangerous. And
right,
so
right.
Now they're saying there's, you know, so here we go from, you know, a few dozen people. And I guess this really speaks of how well the over the horizon type of, you know, approach strategy of the Biden administration. They can't even over the horizon see that we've gone from, you know, a dozen people to 1,000 a day trekking through it. Trekking through this Darien Gap, and they say right now there's at least 16,000 more Haitians staged up, ready to take the journey.
Yeah, and why not? Because they know what the Biden administration's response is going to be. They're going to let them into the country.
Exactly.
And give them work permits and not hold them accountable should they not show up for their court date. And,
yeah.
You know, the bottom line is, this was the Biden administration's plan all along. This is what Alejandro Mayorkas wanted when he knew the Haitians were down there. He knew that eventually Mexico would allow them to cross Mexico and come to the U.S.-Mexico border. Border Patrol warned him, knew that this was going to happen. They knew exactly where it was going to happen. And they hid the numbers from us for a week.
Exactly.
Because even though, why can't they just stand up and say, you know what? We want to let them all in. That is the policy of this government. We're
they don't have to say that.
That they hid it from us.
Yeah, they don't have to say that because, you know, Chris, to your point, they're doing it. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute. You know, it's like your wife saying, you know, I don't love you anymore. And you go, well, why didn't you just tell me you don't love me anymore? Well, I'm not making you dinner. You know, I don't show you any affection. You know, this has been going on for years. Can you not get a clue here? Come on.
Right. And why didn't they come, you know, now that we know that they've been living in Central America for at least a couple of years, why didn't they come earlier? Well, the reason why they didn't come was because the Trump administration wasn't going to let them in.
Well, exactly, because they had pressure on Colombia and Panama. They said, look, hey, we're giving you guys money. You want that money to keep coming? You better hold up your end of the bargain, just like Mexico. And then Biden comes in. You see, what they had to wait for? They had to wait for the T-shirts to be printed, you know, the Biden-Harris T-shirts. So once those T-shirts were printed, it was like, okay, hey, take the trek. You take the trek and you get a T-shirt.
Right, right. So, you know, I guess when Kamala Harris went down there a few months ago, and strongly said, don't come. They took that as, okay, time to go.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Talk about the dog whistle, right?
Right, right. And you hate to laugh, but that's what we're living under right now. That's why you've seen record high, 20-year high border apprehension numbers for the last 5 months, and it's just going to continue because
exactly.
The administration is just turning a blind eye, and if they get their way, they're going to grant them all amnesty through a budget reconciliation process.
You're giving them too much credit by saying it's a blind eye. No, this is on purpose. This isn't by accident or anything else. This is by design. And I think part of the panic, you know, for the Democrats, just as a sidebar here, maybe has some validity. I'll let you decide, is that what has been happening is the Democrats have been losing their grip on Hispanics and other minorities because they see that with the Democratic Party, it's all promise and no product. You know, they can't deliver. And so they've worn out that demographic, and guess what? They need new people to come in. So they promise all these things. They take the people's money. They you know, transition the money from American citizens, and this wealth transfer goes over to these migrants so that they can buy votes. These are all new people coming in that don't know better, and guess what? They'll sell their vote, you know, for free health care and certainly a life much better than they've ever experienced here in America. But what will happen is that it's unsustainable because it may work for them in the first, you know, generation, you know, that comes through. But then the kids that they bear here in the United States, what are they going to deal with? they're going to deal with the very same thing that blacks and Hispanics and other minorities are dealing with after the first generation when they were given all these handouts. They're dealing with the realization that, hey, you got a government here that is not really about freedom or the American dream. That is gone. What they're doing is they are targeting the middle class. They want to obliterate the middle class because they cannot impose their policies under a vibrant middle class, just like with Obama. Obama, if you remember what he did, he all but killed the middle class. And here we are. Joe Biden is picking it up. And again, this is not by accident. This is on purpose, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on a lot of your points. And you know, of course, the ironic part of this is, you know, what comes with all these government handouts, all these folks that we're importing from around the world, the poverty that we're bringing here to the United States, increased debt, and then Democrats can't understand why the Republicans won't go along with just simply increasing the debt, raising the debt ceiling.
Exactly.
Right now. So, you know, it all kind of comes full circle on them. They're going to probably have to do that themselves. Cost of doing business.
Exactly. Well, Chris, it's one thing to have an existential threat. I mean, here it is. I mean, we're 19, 20 years later from 9/11, and here we are. I mean, look at all the Afghanis that are coming in, and you know, we're finding out that the people that were supposed to come in, you know, with special visas that really helped America and all this, and what is being determined here is that only 3% of those that actually helped American forces are coming in on this wave of Afghans into the United States. So,
right. Which means there's more coming because eventually the people that helped us are going to come too.
Well, exactly. But
and help them come.
But my question is, what about the 97%? Are they here for good or evil? Are they here to support the American dream, or are they coming in as, you know, Trojan horses to create all kinds of havoc? Because we're already seeing this already. We got tens of thousands of unvetted Afghans being held on military bases here in the U.S., and virtually every base is reporting incidents of criminal conduct toward women and children. Women in the U.S. military are being harassed by Afghan men who were brought here. Polling shows that 55% of Americans don't believe the Biden administration can adequately do background checks on these Afghans. Agreed that the public is smarter than the Biden administration. And I like what Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, she said, it's not like you can call 1-800-TALIBAN and find out if somebody is who they claim to be, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's the main thing. And I'm even disappointed to when I saw that number come out that 55% doesn't think the administration can adequately run background checks on them. My thought was, why is that number not higher?
Exactly.
Well, why do they think we can run background checks on these folks?
It's almost like you don't want to talk to the 45% that think that way.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, they did a recent poll and 28% of America thought the Biden administration was doing an outstanding job. And my first thought is, hey, I'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you just to kind of, you know, just ask you some questions. How do you get there? Because I'm not there. I'm not even close to that zip code to think that this is one of the greatest presidents that we've ever elected. I'm sorry, because at every turn, I mean, I guess if you're into socialism and if you're into the destruction of the American dream and everything that you and I and our parents and grandparents fought for and gave their blood and treasure for freedom of America, you know, I guess we're knuckleheads because we still believe in that. But we've got to wake up and realize that there are too many people and a growing number of people that want the absolute destruction of this American dream, Chris.
Yeah. You're and, you know, again, as long as you have an administration that just wants to import people as regardless of their income, skills, anything.
There it is.
Chris, you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.